This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Dozens of young girls were buried Sunday at a desolate hilltop cemetery in Kabul, a day after a secondary school was targeted in the bloodiest attack in Afghanistan in over a year. A series of blasts outside the school during a peak holiday shopping period killed more than 55 people, mostly female students, and wounded more than 100. It happened in a West Kabul suburb populated mostly by Hazara Shiites. The government blamed the Taliban for the carnage, but the insurgents denied responsibility. Saturday's blasts came as the United States military continues to withdraw its last 2,500 troops from the violence-wracked country, despite faltering peace efforts between the Taliban and Afghan government to end a decades-long war. Israel's Justice Ministry said it would delay a key Monday hearing in a case that would see Palestinian families evicted from their Jerusalem homes to make way for Jewish settlers. It said in a statement Sunday it would schedule a new hearing within 30 days. Dozens of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers have been wounded in clashes in recent days in East Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, the scene of a long-running land dispute and located a short walk from Flashpoint holy sites. Beefed-up police forces marched through the streets of East Jerusalem outside the Old City Saturday, adding to already heightened religious tensions that have unleashed the worst unrest in the Holy City in several years. Pope Francis expressed his concern at the unrest, saying, quote, "Violence only generates violence. Let's stop these clashes," end quote. He added he hopes the area will be a place of encounter and not violent clashes. This is VOA News. A fire broke out Sunday on an oil tanker off northwest Syria's Banyas refinery due to, quote, technical failure in one of its engines, state media reported. The Sana News Agency said the tanker's crew immediately put out the fire before causing any damage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an explosion caused the blaze. It is the same Iranian vessel that caught fire in an April 24th attack that killed three Syrians, according to the head of the organization. Banyas Oil Refinery is located in the regime-controlled coastal province of Tartus. Egyptian authorities Sunday executed a Coptic Christian monk convicted over the 2018 killing of the abbot of an ancient desert monastery. This according to the monk's family. The monk's brother told AFP it happened at 8 a.m. local time as he was on his way to pick up the body. An Egyptian court last year confirmed the death sentence for the monk over the killing of Bishop Epinephius, who was found dead with a head wound in July 2018. China's space agency says a core segment of its biggest rocket re-entered Earth's atmosphere above the Maldives, and most of it burned up early Sunday. A Harvard astrophysicist who tracked the tumbling rocket part said on Twitter, quote, "An ocean re-entry was always statistically the most likely. It appears China won its gamble, but it was still reckless," end quote. China's official Xinhua news agency said re-entry occurred at 7:24 p.m. local time Saturday. It said the vast majority of items were burned beyond recognition. Despite that, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson criticized China for failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said a COVID-19 variant spreading in India is more contagious, and it is feared it could be dodging some vaccine protections, contributing to the country's explosive outbreak. In an interview Saturday with AFP, the scientist warned, quote, "The epidemiological features that we see in India today do indicate that it's an extremely rapidly spreading variant," end quote. India Saturday, for the first time, registered more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths in just 24 hours and more than 400,000 new infections. The European Union has not yet made any new orders for AstraZeneca vaccines beyond June when their contract ends, the European Internal Market Commissioner said Sunday. The Commission last month launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines and for not having a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.